Hello, and thank you for joining us at the Digital Dinner Table for the Virtual Leftovers podcast. I'm Kate Arsenal.
Mattman.
Ungster.
And
Dad Cookies.
Yes, so Dead Cookies over here is now Dad Cookies for this episode. Yep. For the beginning of this episode,
because we're not doing it. First son on 27th Monday. I'm trying to think.
Wow. He's not even a week old.
He's already forgotten. All right, we're just going to jump right into it now.
All right, he just jumped up to grandpa status there.
With our good old baby boy hero. Slow loading screens. Marvel reportedly offering Wolverine role back to Hugh Jackman. I don't know if we already talked about this last week or not, but...
I think we may have talked to it before, because the article's 4 months old.
You know what? It might be. But I blame him. Dad Cookies over here. Mm-hmm. Anyways... So, there was always talk of Hugh Jackman reprising the role anyways, because originally, when he was going to have Logan be his final movie, they asked if there was anything that would make him come back to the role, and he said, I don't know, maybe if he joined the MCU. So that was always a thing, but then after he joined the character in the MCU...
Maybe not.
He was like, nah, I feel like Logan was a good send-off, I don't want to...
But Disney always knows how to
true and
bring
I
back
mean,
dead people. Look at
that's set in 2099.
Fleets of dump trucks filled with money
and dead bodies to bring back.
I bet you all they would have to do is take one of them dump trucks full of money and dump it on his front lawn and be like, okay.
Sorry, I wanted to mow your yard.
I don't feel like it'd be one. I feel like it'd be more than
depending
one.
Depending on the drug trip,
yeah.
Bring like five. Be like, come on. Come on.
Come on.
Yeah, no, he'll be in his shower of money just in there.
They could be like, check this out. Per movie. All right?
Oh, per movie. Five drunk. Dump trucks full of money.
Full of hundreds.
Hey, that's almost as good as Robert Downey Jr. got. He got a five dump trucks a scene. That's almost as good.
That's why he was best.
Oh, and speaking of...
that's why I wanted to do three movies.
Prior non-MCU movies and stuff. You guys were talking about Ghost Rider last week. And somebody said something about Sam Elliott. Yes, Sam Elliott was in the first Ghost Rider.
Yes.
He was the
graveyard
digger guy.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. It was because he asked who that guy was.
Mm-hmm.
And
I was like sitting there shouting into at my phone when I was listening. Like, he was in the first one. Nobody said he was.
Yeah,
he was, but nobody.
No, he asked who the guy in the graveyard was.
Not on the air.
Yeah, anyways. But yeah, Sam Elliott.
It might have been during break.
I don't know.
Anyways, so also forgot to mention Mattman wasn't here last week, and we apparently did not mention that whatsoever in the podcast.
No.
And I kind of feel bad.
Welcome back.
I thought I was replaced, and nobody bothered to tell me because, they're like, what? We don't want to deal with an old man that can't stay awake.
Should we tell them the real excuse that Mattman gave us?
He
was a crotchety, too tired old man.
Old man that can't stay awake anymore.
We would have been fine. We had spray bottles.
Go to bed at old man early time.
Yeah, old man early time.
But anyways,
got up earlier than we planned.
So speaking of old men, Logan Wolverine. I honestly, as much as I love Hugh Jackman, and he's the only guy for me. In the role, he's done with it. He wants to move on to different things.
Mm-hmm.
I know, but money's money.
It's true.
Money does talk.
Enough money can talk, yes.
Yeah. A lot of money can push people.
Everybody has a price.
Let him sit there for a few years, spending money.
You know what else makes a lot of money? Spider-Man.
Oh, yeah?
Spider-Man Multiverse with Holland, Maguire, and Garfield rumored to be in the works. Bullshit! Sorry, what?
This one's 3 months ago.
Yeah, I know. These are all before our break. I'm still going back in the old links and seeing them. We're still playing catch up. But yeah, so anyways, I guess there's another theory is that if Feige has been involved in future Venom flicks, then Holland will play a Spider-Man from a different universe with no references to MCU. To make things even more complicated, the future of the MCU Spider-Man would hinge on the introduction of the multiverse, which will also open the door for Maguire and Garfield to return as an alternate Spider-Man. Furthermore, all this could set up an epic Secret Wars arc to rival Avengers Infinity War and Avengers Endgame, something that's been previously mentioned by the Russo brothers.
Or maybe even some Secret Wars?
So, we already know that this isn't entirely accurate anymore, because within the Morbius preview...
Yeah.
The Vulture makes an appearance.
And,
well,
they the left it vague.
They left it vague, but that was...
And we also that was get a Spider-Man murderer in the background.
Yeah, they had the Spider-Man in the background with murder ribbon on it to, I'm thinking, reference the Tom Holland thing. And
Tom Holland murdered.
Killing Mysterio.
Yeah. Like, you know, that guy, fishbowl head.
We all need the reason why Venom's insane, guys.
So, yeah, I really think it makes sense.
Yeah.
But. And.
I started reading the Weapon Plus and the Ravencroft stories that they've been putting out. And apparently, the Cassidy family has quite the history with Null. So I'm assuming his symbols, the spiral thing.
Yeah.
Dating back to pre-Revolutionary War.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure.
So anyways.
One of his ancestors.
That was a fucking god.
Didn't get, you know, the symbiote, but.
So good.
It was relevant.
It was. It was relevant.
No, I wasn't. I was loving his face. I was loving yours, but I was. Mostly.
I don't know if you noticed me. I saw it, but then
the look on y'all's face.
No,
like,
my face was
relevant.
No, my face was about his face getting pissed off at you.
Talking so quietly, you know better. We bitch and moan at him all the time for being too quiet. Now he's getting better at it. Now you're getting quieter. What the fuck?
Because I'm old.
Oh, but anyways,
he's bringing that old.
Oh man. Oh, moving wow. on. Marvel cancels Hulu animated series Howard the Duck and Tigra and Dazzler.
Rude.
Sad.
It's fucking
they're
rude.
They're not doing things with streaming services anymore because they have Disney Plus.
No fuck.
They might do something with.
I would love to see.
That's what I want.
Right.
Okay, we are watching.
They can't
sorry, I was looking at a picture.
Squirrel Girl. All right, I like it.
But, you know, I was actually looking forward to the Howard the Duck
animated
series. That was going to be cool.
Well, if they even do a live-action one.
No.
Yo, seriously. Yeah. No more. Seriously, they can't just be going showing glimpses of his ass throughout the fucking MCU and then be like,
He's
around. I understand. Well, okay, I understand.
Maybe, or like a rocket and Howard the Duck.
Maybe he'll join in Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3.
Maybe.
See?
Because those are the movies he's, you know, he's made his
he's been in a lot.
No, yeah. He was in the Avengers Endgame.
Mm-hmm.
For like half a frame.
Probably.
No, yeah.
I love that though. It's just like you barely see him in there for like half a frame and it's nope, gone.
It's like, what does he do? You're not allowed to know.
He fights exactly. Somewhat.
Anyways, so yeah, no, that got canceled. Pretty much all the
all
streaming service things that weren't Disney Plus.
I just wish they put Cosmo in Guardians.
Yeah.
Didn't they?
Ish.
They had the dog. In the
yeah, it was suit. Just, you know,
he,
ish.
He was,
yeah. Didn't, you know, have
yeah.
to,
he was with the collector.
He didn't have the telepathy.
Yeah, he didn't actually.
He wasn't there yet.
Cosmo yet.
Yeah, he's, you
know. I'm pretty sure it's
security
after he
chief
leaves.
Of.
I'm assuming the cage he was in probably blocked.
Well, no, I'm pretty sure it's after he leaves the collector, he, like, takes control of Nowhere.
Well, I don't know, because in Infinity War, Nowhere got thrashed.
Yeah.
All right. Matt Murdock, in particular, we've already told you that Cox is likely returned to the role in the future MCU. Sorry, I forgot to mention that. We're moving on to Daredevil's next MCU appearance has been revealed.
Yeah. Reportedly.
Reportedly revealed. We've already told you that Cox is likely to return to the role in the future MCU films, which has seemingly been corroborated by MCU Comics, too, and now we're hearing a bit more on the situation with our sources. The same ones who told us the Inhumans will be rebooted and show up in Ms. Marvel. A note of a movie is already in the active development, and the Ray Palpatine twist.
Oh, fun.
All of which have since been confirmed, saying that Daredevil's next MCU appearance has been decided upon. From what we've been told, it'll be Spider-Man 3, where he shows up next as expected, and this fits in pretty well with previous reports that have said Murdock might be assisting Peter Parker now that he needs a lawyer after being outed at the end of Far From Home. It's unclear how heavily he'll factor into things, and if his role will extend throughout the entire film, or it'll just be a brief part of it.
There you go.
To remind audiences that he's still out there in the MCU, but the upcoming threequel, fuck you, will indeed mark his next appearance in the franchise. Okay, now I gotta go into my little love rant of these fucking Marvel MCU, Marvel MCU TV shows on Netflix. Fucking amazing. Best Kingpin that they have had in any kind of form.
I have seen
him. Amazing. Fucking love that guy. Great Daredevil, in my opinion.
Punisher.
Punisher's fucking amazing. I want him back.
Hey, they might.
I've got almost nothing but good things to say about all the Netflix series. Almost.
Okay, there you go. Almost.
Gotta say, Jessica Jones twindled it towards the end there. But, for the most part, fucking amazing. But.
Yeah, no,
and it makes sense.
I definitely wanted to see him, and I see that happening.
It makes sense that he'd be his lawyer, if anything, because, come on, a famous lawyer in Marvel?
Yeah. Who will they not?
Jennifer Walters.
You know,
why would you want
to... Also known as She-Hulk.
Right, and Bruce Banner's cousin, which means there's a connection.
Yeah.
But goddamn it, Matt Murdock.
What if they collaborate?
Or where?
What if they had both of them?
Or
that's,
one's
that's what collaborate means.
Or one's defendant, and one's the
prosecutor.
Yeah.
I think they're both defense attorneys, though.
Yeah, I believe so. Nice. Yeah.
I mean, they could.
Yeah, they'd work. They'd collaborate. They'd team up. They'd work together. We've already said that.
Collaborate and listen.
Yeah. Anyways,
but they didn't stop.
Anyways. So yeah, I'd like to see that.
Yeah, I definitely would love to see that. I can see it happen.
Be a great way to bring the She-Hulk into
work. Or Daredevil.
Storming through this.
Pretty quickly, yeah.
Moving on from that, James Marsden totally open to joining the MCU as a different X-Man. Like, it's not even as a different superhero, it's just X-Man. He doesn't care, he wants to be X-Man.
I don't want to be Cyclops again.
The article I saw was a different one from them.
Silver.
CBR, he just said he'd be open to any character in an MCU.
Silver Surfer.
Shave his fucking head. No. Color him
I liked him as Cyclops.
I didn't hate him. A lot of people made him out to be like the worst fucking
I liked him.
No. He was great as Cyclops in my opinion.
Him and his chemistry with Wolverine was with
the third Hugh Jackman was kinda
yeah.
They made him look like poop.
Yeah, I mean the third one was just
alright. So Marsden said it might be weird to be it might be weird to be one thing to sort of rejoin Marvel or rejoin DC. Oh yeah, he was in the Superman films.
He was?
Yeah, he was
Superman Returns.
Yeah. He was
Brandon Routh's Superman.
Yeah, he was Lois Lane's new boyfriend.
Husband,
yeah.
Whoever.
DC or something like that, but to actually rejoin X-Men as a different character might feel a little strange, but I would be open to it. That's the entire article. Great.
Oh, okay.
So, anyways,
I'm excited to keep scrolling.
Oh, all right. I mean, though, that was a world I have great respect for, and I'm very grateful to be a part of that family for a long period of time. It's one of those special moments in my career, and I would totally be open to that.
He was good in the first two, and then they just dropped the ball hardcore for the third one.
Yeah. No, I mean, I
was not a fan.
He's not the best actor I've ever seen, but he's a decent enough actor. He's good enough. He has to fit the role in order to make it work. But
he's the guy in the song movie, right?
Yes.
Okay. I mean, I can't wait. I'll be open. I'm going to go see that. And we'll see how he goes.
And he was good in Disturbing Behavior.
I'm sure there's a character he could fit. I'm not sure what that character is, but I'm sure there is. Finally, before our break, Gene Wilder died holding hands with his family. Well, yes, this was several years ago, by the way.
2016, August.
But I'm just going off of what Dead Cookies sent me. And I saw that and I thought it was adorable, so might as well share it, because I never even found that out. So maybe there's other people that didn't know. But when Gene Wilder died, he died holding hands with his family while listening to Somewhere Over the Rainbow after Alzheimer's battle, which he kept secret from his fans so he wouldn't upset them. So yeah. It's kind of, it was a sweet little adorable thing where...
I didn't know. I knew he died, but I just didn't know how.
That's why you always check the dates on the articles.
I don't read them.
So you just send them.
He just sends them off.
I send them then, so he can read them.
You know, I usually...
And then does he read them?
No, because I expect some proofreading from you guys.
Okay, when he doesn't send them to...
Dad Cookies likes the pretty pictures.
I like...
I'll start proofreading like
titles. Oh, and the titles.
And the titles.
But other than that, you know, I mean...
But should I start sending them to you, Matt, man?
Or at least, you know, maybe read them first before you decide you're going to share them? Because that's, you know, when I share any of them, I make sure to read them first. Because, you know, I don't want us to be talking about, you know... I mean, I realize the name is Virtual Leftovers, but...
That was moldy.
You know
that
what?
Was rising
There's
from
like
the grave.
Maggots growing
so,
in
so, hey, so who sent you all those?
That was Pet Sematary.
Fuck you! You know. Fuck you! Fuck you!
Yeah, we're saying you.
That's how you became Dad Cookies.
No,
dead.
You guys send in articles then.
I already looked for articles.
See, I was gonna send some in this last week, but like I said, I didn't know if I got replaced.
Call it. We're screwing with you.
Calm your cookies, sir.
Anyways. So, yeah. That's pretty much it before the break. We've reached the end of our...
Before we break something.
Anyways. So, thank you for listening this far. Come back for us after our little break. And we're back. Didn't even tap the button. But, right now, we're looking at random Marvel characters and... I'm trying to see if any of them kind of deserve their own movie, or if they already...
Dragon?
I don't know.
Never heard of her.
Neither have I.
Okay.
The daughter of Drax, or at least...
Oh, really?
Who Drax was when he was human before he got rebuilt into Drax.
Oh, okay. Makes sense.
There's...
Who's Bucky Barnes?
Who the hell is Bucky?
Who's War Machine? Bucky?
Although, we were talking about Wonder Man before the, during the break.
Yeah.
And his, canceled cameo in Volume 2 of Guardians of the Galaxy. It would have been nice in,
Who was supposed to play?
Nathan Fillion.
Oh, yeah, I remember that, yeah.
Okay, yeah, I vaguely remember that.
He plays.
It's like he was...
He should still.
Gonna, if, supposedly, I'd was gonna be,
If Wonder Man comes back.
Was gonna be a,
Nathan Fillion can reprise his role as Captain Hammer. See anybody who gets that, huh?
No.
No? No one gets it? No one understands the reference? Dr. Horrible's sing-along blog.
Sorry, dude.
And
great little...
Neil Patrick Harris is Dr. Horrible.
Yes. Yes. It was a great little...
I have to rewatch it.
Yeah, it was a great little web series.
I have it on Plats.
Really? Awesome.
Yeah.
It's good. It's good.
Saturday?
I'm down.
All right.
Let's see. We're already getting a female Thor. Beta Ray Bill deserves his own movie, hands down, absolutely. Beta yes.
Oh, Joe Down.
You see, but, look.
Another.
Fuck this fucking.
Come on.
All my day is Chody's.
We need to see
he a needs Hulk to go back to being Iron Spider. Because okay. He took on the Iron Spider suit after a while, so he needs
well,
to go back
to that. Make it an Iron Hulk.
Might not only be a cartoon, but it was good. No. Not. No.
No.
Close. I hate Cloak. This.
Joe's always been a.
I would love to
I
see
a Dr. Banner fan.
Cloak and Dagger movie.
I hate this stupid fucking faux hawk they put on a Hulk. It's dumb. It's dumb. Cloak and Dagger, absolutely.
They oh, I can't wait for show. A black for Black Knight.
Black Knight would kind of be interesting.
I think he's supposed to be in the internal.
Yeah. All right, yeah.
It's the guy from the, Game of Thrones.
There's lots of guys from Game of Thrones.
Played, Jon Snow.
Jon Snow.
Oh, Kit
Harington.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Let's see.
Oh, that's a right. Watcher
I remember
movie.
Hearing him being
a Watcher, Watcher movie. Movie? Yeah. Like well, at the beginning.
Maybe.
Like
well, they're
going to
have
events,
Watchers going to be
the
for the What If part
the
10 anyway.
From the beginning.
What If. A What If scenario.
Yeah.
For a Watcher. Literally. It just, I don't, like, as interesting as the Watchers are,
what,
they don't
which,
do
What
much.
If I said earlier? Can't remember. Did I say a What If? No.
I don't know. It'll come to us as soon as we're done.
As soon as we're done, yeah. Stay tuned till next week.
That's how we work around here.
Yeah. We're done.
Huh?
I just realized I'm dumb. I didn't
what?
Actually end our first segment, so this is all going to be one segment. And then just have the ad at the end. I'm like, our usual thing. Oh, well.
Slapstick?
I'm going to go with a slapstick comedy type character who's basically a real-life cartoon. That's what I'm guessing here,
yeah.
Based on...
I feel like that...
He puts
like
on the gloves, he goes from a normal person to slapstick.
Oh, really?
All right.
See, this is why it's nice to have, like, our
kind of sounds
comic
like
book expert over here.
It feels like
kinda.
That's like a
yeah.
Deadpool villain.
Sort of,
no.
So
no.
It's like a Bugs Bunny type.
So rather than a mask, it's gloves.
He's more hero than anything else.
Doc Samson. Doc Samson. Just because I want to see who they get to fucking have that bright-ass green hair
right
flowing. Mm-hmm.
But Doc Samson was already in
The
Incredible Hulk.
Your man crush.
Christian Kane.
There you go.
I'd be okay with that still. Whoever he plays, I'm okay with. Let's see, who else? Speedball? No. Sorry, no.
No. Adam Warlock.
Yeah.
They need to finally bring him in. Jesus.
Yeah.
Quit being such cock teases, Marvel. Just bring all
you go,
James
girl.
Gunn, you know, he's all. You. There's, you know, James Gunn was saying,
I'm
oh, well,
sorry.
Adam Warlock may not appear in Volume 3. I'm like, you motherfucker, you're the one who just set him up at the end of Volume 2.
You go,
Dr. Voodoo. I think he was referenced somewhere.
He's supposed to be in the.
Yeah, he was name dropped somewhere, but I don't remember where. I
think he was in Doctor Strange.
There was a character that possibly could have been Dr. Voodoo. It wasn't like 3D man. I'm not sure what that is. Seems to be a speedster type though. So I don't know.
Yeah, don't remember much about him.
Moon Knight, of course. I can't wait for his little series.
Yes, indeed.
Wiccan, who is...
Oh, this one.
Whose son?
Scarlet Witch.
Yeah, Scarlet Witch.
Vision.
That's right. I couldn't... Thunderstrike.
Thunderstrike, though.
I couldn't possibly guess who his father is.
I said it.
No?
No.
Oh,
give me your guess.
Thor.
Nope.
Oh.
He is not related to Thor.
Really?
Yeah.
I just kind of...
He filled in for Thor when Thor was being extra naughty, and Odin was like, no! So they gave it to Eric Masterson, who filled in as Thor, and then because he did such a good job as Thor, Odin gave him his own special, you know, hammer thingy, and he became as Thunderstrike. Okay.
He appeared to only give him half of Thor's hammer, though. He's like,
It's so rude.
Yeah, it's more of a mallet than a
hammer. They didn't want to use all that metal, okay?
Major Victory. I love that name.
Water.
Vance Astro. See, his Major Victory, he's from the original Guardians of the Galaxy 31st century timeline, but he is from the 20th century. I forget what his 20th century code name was.
Blank.
Blank seems like an interesting character.
Spider-Man.
I love she was in Days of Future Past.
90-90-90-90-90-90. That's what we need.
Yeah. We know you have a huge...
I'd go for Miguel O'Hara, Spider-Man 2099.
I'd go for it. It'd be nice.
Go for a 2099-based movie.
It'd be amazing. All the 2099 characters in there.
Right? They already played with time.
The 2099 Hulk. Fucking weird lizard Hulk hybrid thing.
Yes. And then if they're going to play with space, might as well play with time and space, right?
Oh, no.
Fuck it.
Nighthawk.
Deathlock.
He was good in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Yeah. I would like to see a what if.
This is mainly just us.
That's fine.
By the way, so last week we're talking about characters we'd love to see in the MCU and who could possibly play them. Any ideas?
I think I did, but now that you put me on the spot, they've all and hid.
So what happened last week? We had all kinds of ideas before the podcast, and it was just
now that we're on the spot.
Sunfire would be kind of dope. I'd like to see him in there.
Hyperion.
Marvel Superman.
Villain.
No, that's the
villain. It's their general.
Because it depends Supreme on what or whatever universe he's coming from. Squadron Supreme, I think in his original appearance, he was, the reality he was from, they were villains, and then I guess when they showed up, became, this reality, then they're heroes.
Does Paladin not look almost exactly like the,
Black Widow Taskmaster?
Yeah.
From the movie?
So they're lying to us and we don't have Taskmaster?
I mean, it's Taskmaster's shield. He's copying the moves in the trailer.
I don't know that I've ever seen Paladin in that outfit in the comics.
This might be a lie then. We're not even on an official Marvel website, so this could be a
fuck-up. Yeah, because some of the pictures that they've been using have been of action figures, too.
Sure. So that might be a lie.
Yeah.
Along with the cake.
Okay.
The cake is a lie.
Yeah.
I mean, it's somewhat close.
I mean, I know he's had different uniforms.
That might still be one of the uniforms. That's pretty close-ish.
Yeah.
It's just the other one doesn't have a mask. Warpath. Kind of interesting. Wolfsbane.
Ben Reilly.
Lockjaw.
Inhumans needs to get rebooted into the MCU with actually good writing and actually good
a movie.
I need to see my boy Lockjaw needs to get some better treatment.
Right.
Hey, Beta Ray Bill and Lockjaw were a team up going around various places in the universe, kicking arse and stuff.
Uh-oh, DC's getting serious.
I'm getting serious. You know what we need? Not all this, tough thing. We need a Canadian movie. Puck. We need Guardians. We need the Guardians.
Alpha Flight.
We need the... Yeah. Oh, God. What is that?
Puck.
Yeah.
What is Puck?
He is... Batman? In Alpha Flight. With that? Guardian. He's Canadian.
Makes sense.
Yep. I forget exactly what, but he's...
Let me guess, Sasquatch is with them, too.
He's originally not... Yeah, Sasquatch is also
from
Canada, because it's a Canadian mythology god thing. But Puck, he got cursed or something, and he went from being, 6 foot whatever down to the 3-4 foot tall thing.
Oh.
Yeah. Hmm. It's been a while since I read.
That sucks for Puck.
Ish. Yes, it does. Puck's see, and then there's also Shaman and...
Yeah.
So we've got Adi, a new cadet of Alpha Flight. She is from Wakanda.
Oh.
Abigail Brand, the director of S.W.O.R.D. Absorbing Man.
Yeah.
An extremely violent boxer turned criminal. Loki bestowed his powers upon him, and he was transformed into the Absorbing Man, granting him powers to absorb any material and take on his properties. He is on the on-again, off-again husband of Titania, and an enemy of Thor and Hulk.
Auric?
Yeah, along with his sister Silver, tried to overthrow the government of Hong Kong. Dogs. That's not. We're gonna move past that.
Okay, that picture of Paladin, mm-hmm. supposedly from the Ultimate Marvel Cinematic Universe.
Oh yeah.
So like fan
Carol
thing.
Carol Danvers, Centennial, Dante, Diamond Lil, Earth Mover. He's pals with an elk.
He's basically just a man.
Earth Mover is recent. Feedback.
Yeah, some of these guys have no friggin' clue who they are.
Ghost Girl.
I fucking love these names. Great going, Marvel. You sound just like Image Comics. Goblin.
Groundhog. He's not even a groundhog.
Wow, that's Canada's cool. Iron Man.
Right.
Ish.
Guardian. Neil Hudson. Jane Thorne. John Rafe. Jubilee. Julia Carpenter. Lyra. Alright, this is going anywhere.
Jubilee's convenient.
So
Mar.
Apparently. Let's see. So did you hear us shit talking Image Comics on their ripping off of characters?
Oh yeah.
Have you seen some of their characters?
Yeah.
Normally what Paladin looks like.
I've shown him. He doesn't look that bad.
That picture though we first saw.
I don't know. He might be in that movie. I
don't know. If there's any justice in the world, no. At least not in that uniform.
Well, in a purple SWAT suit, I guess.
I just love some of the ripoffs that they have in that.
Oh my god.
Yeah, Rob Liefeld was the biggest one.
Rob Liefeld?
Yeah, because a lot of the ones you guys were rattling off were from his studio. From Youngblood and associated spinoffs.
Wow.
Yes.
Oh no.
I can't see it, but I'm gonna say, oh yeah.
Yeah.
Image Comics. See if I can find some Resistance characters.
Meanwhile, at the Legion of Doom headquarters.
Oh, we're not there, yeah.
Rob Liefeld is successful. Oh. That's face.
It's also not a very good quality picture either.
Yeah.
Yeah, he had a Levi's commercial back when Spike Lee was doing the Levi commercials.
Yeah.
Back after he just created X-Force.
Mm-hmm.
There's Image.
I think it was between, before he left Marvel to help fund Image.
To see what Image we got here.
Oh my gosh, what is that?
The pouch?
The pouch?
I might be a thing in response to fans criticizing.
Busted sidekick
satchel. Because of his tendency to cover a lot of his characters in just ridiculous amounts of pouches.
Pockets.
Yeah,
so that's probably...
More child here?
Doing...
Wow.
kind of poking fun at himself.
Wow. Some of these...
Yeah.
Oh, look, it's Shaft! And his black friend.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, God.
I fucking love
him. Okay, Fighting American is not from...
Image Comics? No.
It was originally created by I forget, but it's created back in the 40s, 50s, somewhere in there.
Yeah.
And Liefeld managed to get a hold of the rights to publish comics back in the late 90s, early 2000s.
Because of course he would.
Oh, yeah. His answer to, you know, give Captain America. And then it's been since been picked up by a different comic company, but I don't know if they're still publishing issues.
There's too many, like, official characters for me to...
Yeah.
I want to make fun of some of his copies, but...
There's too many, well, like, there was, you know, Blood Wolf, that, you know, kind of a Lobo.
Oh, this is... Oh!
I think that's Blood Wolf.
It was just so close to this with Slade Wilson.
Or maybe that, no, wait, that is a Lobo.
Because that's Slade underneath him.
Yeah. Couldn't tell because of your scrollings.
Scrolling.
Let's do rip off art.
Characters. Image. Comics. There we go.
Perfect. All right.
Again, Fighting American is not...
20. Deadlock and Wolverine. Yeah, that's...
Oh, jeez.
Pretty damn accurate. Although I think Cougar might be a little bit closer.
Yeah.
Let's see. Who else?
Yeah.
Werewolf.
Youngblood. Warwolf.
And Warwolf and Sabretooth. Yeah, no, that's
which
straight
one?
Up.
Which one?
Pretty sure that's Sabretooth.
Yeah, that might be.
That might be Sabretooth too, though.
The other one must be Warwolf.
I don't know.
That's Sabretooth there.
This one? Are you sure?
No, the
that one is?
I think that one's Sabretooth.
See, this is why...
Sabretooth has had that kind of... It looks similar to his Age of Apocalypse outfit, but not quite.
This one...
Okay.
So I don't recall Sabretooth really having
Smash.
The next...
Smash and Hulk.
Matt,
see, and the way it seems to be set up, it's got, you know, the image,
so the image on the side
on the left and the Marvel on the right.
Oh, man.
Wow. Wow, they even have Fighting American with Smash.
With Smash. Bigger Smash gets.
Does it say... Scroll a little bit, see if it says anything about... No. Yeah.
Calling this thing Smash would be... Called Wolverine's Slap.
The matter is, the bigger he gets. And it doesn't say anything about if it was a. Probably not a Fighting American villain, but.
Kind of seems like they're fighting.
Well,
in the image.
Well, yeah, but I'm just saying he Smash a villain from the original Fighting Man.
Pit slash Hulk plus Sabretooth?
Oh.
Yeah, a combo.
I gotta admit.
And Lobo.
That's pretty badass looking, actually.
Yeah.
Chains and
spikes. Oh, look, there's some Venom
up there. No, those are aliens.
Yeah. Xenomorphs.
These are certainly Xenomorphs.
Xenomorphs, Venoms. Oh. Look at them. Look at them. They look like Venoms.
Yeah, I mean, the face is
good. Yeah.
Yeah. Let's see, what else? Roman slash Namor. Wow. That's...
Just rearrange the letters and you get one or the other.
Yeah, that's...
It's just spelled backwards.
Rude.
Bardock and the Thing.
Bad Rock, yeah.
Yeah. It's close enough.
No.
Cabot and Deadpool?
Yeah.
What's his
and
name?
And yet Deadpool is a bit of a rip-off of Deathstroke.
Slade Wilson. Yep. It was like
Slade Wilson.
Slade Wilson.
Yeah, Deathstroke.
Yeah, I remember reading a book on like Marvel characters, and when they talked about Deadpool, it was like, yeah, we literally just made him as a joke. Like we.
Yeah, he wasn't intended to be a recurring character.
Yeah, he was supposed to be a joke to make fun of Deathstroke and
be a throwaway.
Like, we thought it would be so obviously a horrible ripoff. But then everybody loved him, so...
And then Liefeld, he's changed his story that, oh, no. You know, I want to have this, blah, blah, blah. It's like, really, dude?
No, straight up, everybody.
Quit trying to pretend you're George Lucas and say, oh, I had a plan for this all along. Yeah. Bullshit, you made it up as you went along.
Burned Angel.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, they even got the same little blonde flowing locks here. With the same little quiff at the end. Wow. Fucking. Troll and Beast.
Yeah.
See, this one I could argue with Wolverine too, though. I mean, as he is really
the,
close to Beast.
The hair design.
Yeah.
But yeah. The Beast is also, to be fair, the Beast has had hair similar, similar to that, too.
Yeah.
Like right there.
Including, you know, with the mutton chops.
Mm-hmm. It's very true.
The chops of mutton.
Ripclaw slash Wolverine plus Warpath.
Hey, we got one of those right over there.
Yeah, we actually have that somewhere.
Right
there. We have Ripclaw. Anyways. Sentinel slash Iron Man. Yeah, that's...
Yeah.
Hmm. Yeah, okay.
Just without the...
Wildstar slash Venom?
What?
I don't know.
I don't know. I gotta imagine that's probably the...
Yeah, the power slash origin, not the physical design
must
being
be
stolen.
Parasite.
Yeah. Like a design being stolen. We love Venom. He's creepy, sadistic, and sporadic. Everything we want from a proper comic villain. Thor's story is also one for the books, as the symbiote that gave him his power originally part of an alien race of parasites known as Clintars have been a reoccurring source of stress of the web vigilante Spider-Man. So when we saw that an alien parasite had granted powers to an Image comic character, we were hesitant to accept him. Mickey Gabriel, alias Wildstar, debuted in Wildstar Sky Zero number 1, and his origin story is a familiar one. Mickey Gabriel was a human until he came into contact with Wildstar, a member of a parasitic alien species known as...
Called the Kilvon?
Kilvon?
I'm assuming.
Make sure it's not a sponsor, but... Kilvon, yeah, that bonds with an host to become a part of the their being. Moving on from that, Sarah Raymaker Storm. Yeah, that's okay.
It's Storm with more clothes.
Yeah, more clothes and white.
Ish.
Oh, Native American. Sorry, sorry, Native American. I apologize. That was racist of me.
She brings the rain, huh?
He just tried to whitewash her.
Also, white-facing. They made the Native American chick a rainmaker? Really? Okay. That's... wow, that's...
What?
Image, you're doing folks dirty, bro.
Yeah, this is great. Psyblade versus Cyclone.
Wow.
They didn't even try with that one.
Psyblade and Cyclops.
Psylocke.
Psylocke, sorry. Psy and Psy. And...
Two oh, boobs versus one eye, come on. Hello.
That's very true. Four boobs, actually. One, two, three, four.
As we're pointing to Psylocke, she only has the two boobies. You know why the space between a woman's, you know, hips and her chest is called a waist?
Fighting an American and Captain America.
He's gonna fit another pair of boobs in there.
That's right.
That is...
That not an very... image character.
Well, it's...
They need to turn in their comic book.
When Image Comics creator Rob Liefeld announced a resurgence of Fighting American in a miniseries that was allegedly incredibly similar to the work he had previously done for Marvel's Captain America before leaving the company. However, the dispute was settled and three Fighting American series were released to the public. We say Image was at it once again, adding a few more muscles and some armor to the Star Spangled Avenger before giving him a new and wholly uninspired name. Could have been in the Pugilist Patriot or Defender of Democracy, but no.
Okay.
For a name that we could give to any number of junkers on the Vegas Strip, the Fighting American.
Fighting American is the title character of a patriotically themed comic book character created in 1954 by the writer-artist team of Joe Simon, co-creator of Scoop-O-Man, and Jack Kirby.
Jack Kirby, huh?
All right. Yep.
So,
first appearance was in May 1954.
Captain America was a ripoff of Fighting America.
Hang on. Let's see. It was published by Crestwood Publications imprint Prize Comics. And... let's see. It was creator-owned. And then Harvey Comics published an additional issue in 66. And then in a Marvel Comics hardcover collection of all the Fighting American stories in 89, there was one more story put in there.
All right. We're...
See, then Rob Liefeld got the rights to it in the 90s.
This guy looks like Gambit with a bow.
Oh, yeah. Shaft and Hawkeye, Deathblow and Punisher.
Captain America came out in 41.
Oh, so, yeah. So,
Cap was a ripoff. So, Cap was a fight. A
bootleg. Predates. Nice.
Bootleg and Mimic.
All right.
Dart and Bullseye and Maul and Hulk. That is.
Maul and Maul?
That looks like.
Maul and
Hulk. A hulked out Thanos.
Anyways, yeah, so we've now up. Bitched and moaned about Image Comics ripping off characters, or more importantly, Rob Liefeld ripping off characters.
Yeah.
And let's see, Maul came from Jim Lee.
Oh.
Who works for DC.
CBR needs to work on their shit then.
Yes, yes, they do.
We need to work on our shit too, though, instead of just ripping off websites. Me.
Instead of comic book resources, they're comic book retards.
And good night, everybody.
I apologize. That was offensive to, you know.